Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we always talk about business, and we talk about many, many subjects. And one of the things that always comes up is you have to have vision, and you have to have a strategy. And what I'm asking you to think about today is all of the assets that you have in your business. Now, let's be very clear about this. When we talk about assets, we could be talking about employees, we could be talking about people, coworkers, and we respect every single one of those people. So when we start to talk and have this conversation, there is no disrespect meant whatsoever. But you have many assets in your business. You have to think about it, and you have to take those assets, and you have to really focus on what happens with them. Separate them out. You've got a website. You've got a LinkedIn page. You've got marketing. It is an asset. What is it doing for you? You've got a sales force. Those sales force and those people in the sales force are an asset to the business. Are they doing what needs to be done? Are they producing what needs to be done? Are they prospecting? Are they having appointments? Are they having the necessary number of appointments to get customers? Are they building your business? Are they calling on the right people? You see, every single aspect of your business is an asset. It really doesn't matter how we divide it up. We could talk about the shipping department. Without the shipping department, we can't really do business, can we? Without the manufacturing department, our equipment is an asset. Take every single part of your business and think about it and say to yourself, how am I using that business? How am I using that part of my business? How am I using that segment, that equipment, those people? How am I using my marketing? Because it all comes together. It's not just one thing that you can do. But if you're not doing one thing well, it's possible for that one thing to make sure that nothing else works. If your sales department isn't working right, well, what happens when we lose a customer? How do we find a new one? If our marketing isn't working right, how do we present ourselves to the world? How do we convince them that we are the kind of business that they want to do business with? Your business is a group of modules that all go together. And if they're not going together well, then what happens is nothing works. And what's our goal in business? Our goal is to make a profit. And if we're not making a profit, if things are not going well, we have to ask ourselves, why is that? And we have to get to the root cause of the problem. Now, generally, there are things that work well, and there are things that do not work well. And as a CEO, president, or business owner, we absolutely have to face the things that aren't working well. We have to look at those assets, and we have to say to ourselves, what's wrong here? What aren't we doing? Why are we missing the mark? And we have to really dig into it, and we have to not be afraid to take it on. We can't hide under our desk and think that everything is just going to be okay, because it's not going to be okay. The only person that can make things okay is you, the CEO, president, or business owner. You are the leaders. Leaders lead. Leaders develop the business, create the business, understand what's not right with the business, train, educate, vision, understanding, and bringing your people along with you. You also are an asset to the business, or are you? If you're not doing what CEOs, presidents, and business owners do, then the company won't work well. Most CEOs, presidents, and business owners do stuff. They put the key in the door in the morning, they walk in, and right away they start doing stuff. They don't think about strategy. They don't think about vision because they're so busy putting fires, because they haven't trained their people. They haven't set their business up right. Take every part of your business, separate it out, see how it fits into the rest of your business, study it, understand it, know it inside out, and if there is a part of your business that's not working, find out why, make it right, then go on to the next part of your business. Now, we also have to keep in mind that things might be going along just fine. All of a sudden, they're not, because things always change. Things are always happening. The way we do business has changed over the last few years. Possibly someone who is working for you has done a job and all of a sudden they're not. So we have to have our eyes open. We have to understand exactly what's going on in the business day by day, week by week, month by month. And the only way we'll be able to do that is if we set up our business well. Your coworkers and your employees are taking care of the business, that you can be the visionary and the strategist. Think of your business in a different way. Think of it like other business people don't think about it. Just kind of show up. You be the star who absolutely understands every part of your business, and you will prosper. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.